Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lori Nelson, Vice President of Corporate Communications, the Station Casinos, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Brad Seidner, and we're keeping the legacy alive here at the Reno Rodeo. Come be a part of the legacy.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program, after many years' absence, Lori Nelson, Vice President of Corporate Communications for Station Casinos. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
What took so long to snag an invitation? Was I not good the last time?
You were fabulous. I don't know what went wrong. Somewhere along the line.
I am thrilled to be back. Thanks for the invitation.
I want to take you back to, you are a public relations maven, but you had to go through one of the most amazing things, which was to shepherd this company through the whole bankruptcy process. And it resulted in you getting a degree in bankruptcy. How difficult was that for you to learn all the things that you'd need to learn to be able to deal with the press so that they would have the right story for the 25,000 employees that this company had at the time?
You know, it certainly was not the most glamorous chapter for our company, but the Fertitta family was so committed to seeing it through and reinvesting back in the company that I knew to believe in it. But it is challenging because it's very complex, and the general public doesn't really understand what's happening behind the scenes, and that it really doesn't impact the team members, it doesn't impact the guests. It's really negotiations between you and the lenders. So at the end of the day, you know, you say your best lessons and career growth happen with the tougher assignments. And I definitely grew by leaps and bounds, but I worked for a company that was committed to getting through the difficult, challenging economy as everyone in gaming faced it. And the Fertittas were so committed to the company and to the public that, you know, I loved being a small piece of that. But absolutely, it was very tough because the media, certainly there were a handful on the national front and on the local front who understand the complexities of it, but it was really difficult in some of the space, especially broadcast television, that has to summarize and tell a story so quickly, and they don't really understand the financial side behind it. And so I found it very difficult, and I was constantly in front of the higher level execs to make us available and to try to make sure the story was right in what got told. And at the end of the day, we're thrilled that we came out stronger than before. The Fertittas reinvested their own personal money back in the company. And, you know, we have had 16 months of consecutive growth for the company, and just thrilled that this dark chapter that happened throughout the world is behind us, and we're seeing such positive indicators in the economy.
And having worked in many TV rooms, newsrooms over the years, just how difficult a job that was, because people are in such a hurry and they don't tend to go too deep. And it's a big deal when you've got that many thousands of people watching those shows. And they're concerned that maybe their job won't be there.
It is. And it was very important for us to communicate to our team members and let them know, and to our vendors, that it was business as usual. It was a matter of negotiations going on in the courtroom amongst us and all of our bank lenders to, you know, do the right thing to be able for everyone to walk away and to keep the company whole.
And what a remarkable job was done there. I mean, I remember, I believe it was, I was heading off a trip to Israel, and you wrote me in and said, how much of the company do you think that will remain? And I said, everything. I was pretty close.
Absolutely. You know what? It's, we have a special story. We're a 40-plus-year-old family-owned and operated company, and I've had the privilege of working on behalf of the Fertittas for the past 12 years. And, you know, no one's more committed, no one's more hands-on in every aspect of the business than them. And I think in the world of gaming, you don't often see those faces and that human side behind it. And we have two very smart visionaries at the helm. And, you know, it's just really fun to be along for the ride and to be able to contribute a small piece to ensuring that their vision for how they want to entertain the locals and the guests of our properties comes to be. So, you know, I continue to love coming to my job each and every day.
Well, and sitting here in your office, I'm not shocked. Palace Station undergoing major renovations.
Where it all began. That's right. So Frank and Lorenzo's dad, as you recall, was a bellman at the Tropicana and a dealer and many management jobs on the Strip in downtown. And he had a vision that locals wanted to do what tourists wanted to do, but away from them. So that's really where the Station Casino story began back in 1976, what was 5,000 square feet. And no one thought that it was going to be successful. And it was wildly successful, so much so that they would make money and pour it into an expansion. And about 12-plus expansions later, you have what is Palace Station today. And taking a step back, that is a very important property in our family of properties, and its location, you know, just west of the Strip off Sahara Avenue off the 15 is a prime location. While we've reinvested over the years and added a lot of bells and whistles, we're really going through a thoughtful, incredible renovation. And anyone who drives by it now, we've unveiled the first phase of it, and it's transformational. It, you know, really stays true to our guests, but it has been upgraded in such a wonderful way. Although it's going to take us a while because it's a living, breathing hotel casino. And so you have to be really thoughtful. And as one area goes down, you open another one up. So our design and construction team that has built some of our most magnificent properties and expansions, this is probably their most complex project because they're getting into that space while it's living and breathing.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about Frank Fertitta Jr., that everybody said it wouldn't work. If you think about it, the same thing was said of Steve Wynn with the Mirage, that he had to do $1 million a day, otherwise it wouldn't be successful. People said it won't work. He did $1 million a day. For Bellagio, it was $2 million a day. Oh, it's not going to work. And then for Wynn, it was $3 million a day. And again, people cast doubt. Sheldon Adelson, when he built the Venetian, a 3,000-room suite hotel, it's not going to work. And then it worked. And then he said he's going to build another 3,000 rooms. They said, well, that'll never work. You can't fill 6,000 rooms. He had to build 1,000 rooms in the middle. And now it's 7,000 rooms. And look at the empire. So I think it's really good when people say that'll never work.
It's Nevada is this incredible state that no really doesn't exist, and there are some real pioneers that have shaped this history, and you named a few in the gaming industry that, you know, isn't it fun to go along for the ride and be part of that? And, you know, I wish I were, you know, a tenth as smart as those guys there. It's really fun to watch the wheel move and to see how they envision this state and the gaming industry. And, you know, this constant reinvention is fascinating to see time and time again.
To say the least. Let's take a break. More with Lori Nelson when we come back.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lori Nelson. She's Vice President for Corporate Communications with Stations Casinos. And kind of a surprise to a lot of people, Station Casinos brought in the Palms. A lot of excitement and curiosity about what's going to happen with the Palms.
What a great addition to our portfolio. You know, all in the same year, our company went public again, and shortly after that, we announced the acquisition of the Palms. And what a terrific location, what a terrific team that came into our family. And it's an incredible asset that has great potential. We're really taking a hard look at reinvestment there and really wanting to do something special there. That's got a lot of people involved and a lot of plans. Right now, we are really making some enhancements on the food and beverage front. We've been working on the slot floor as well, but we are about to debut a new cafe. Lucky Penny will open the beginning of July. We just, at the end of the month, will close down the buffet, and we're going to create a whole new buffet. And in the interim, there's a space on the casino floor right by the pool that we're putting a seasonal offering in called Social Table, that will stay there as we start delving into what will be substantial reinvestment into the property. And, you know, hopefully soon we'll be able to tip our hat and share those plans. But we're very bullish on the Palms. The Pearl Concert venue within there, too, is one of the best venues for live shows. And, you know, the proximity to the Strip really gives us the ability to not only cater to our core audience, the locals, but go after that discriminating Las Vegas tourist who, you know, wants to just have a really great entertainment experience and certainly tap into the meeting and convention clientele that exists in that area, too.
Well, and for a long time, when it first opened, the Palms was the hottest, sexiest casino, and it wasn't even on the Strip.
To George Maloof's credit, he really carved out his niche of what he wanted it to be. He stood by it, and it was very celebrity-driven on weekends and at night and catered to the locals during the day. And I bet you could probably lump him into that category of people who said, how are you going to do that? And it was. And, you know, it's a property that just hit its 15-year milestone, and we are firm believers in reinvestment back in our properties, not just at Palace and at Palms, but there's significant reinvestment that has gone into all of our properties, whether it's hotel upgrades. We put in 6 new race and sports book, new video technology, new restaurant offerings throughout our properties. So it's really important that you want to stay true to the things that matter to your guests, but you always want to bring and invest and bring new offerings to give them a new reason to come back. And that it has terrific potential at the Palms, and we're very excited they're part of our family.
Well, and one of the things that was very clever about the way that that property was originally positioned was that it was for all those different age groups, that you could come in and play Keno in the daytime and, you know, go to the movies. Senior citizens would have a great time there during the day, but by night it was young and sexy and glamorous. And somebody once said to me, the trick is in just not mixing those groups.
To George's credit and his team, he did a fantastic job, and we're thrilled that, you know, we inherit such a beautiful property, and we're going to take really good care of it, and we can't wait. If you haven't been back in a while, come check us out.
Did you acquire Palms Place as well?
Yes, that's part of it. So they're, the units are owned by those who purchased it, but we own the building and run the building as well. So that's included.
Okay, so there was a story in the Review Journal a few days ago talking about an expert, in quotes, saying that we have to completely reinvent the casino experience for millennials, that they are just not going to go along with the slot machine and all this. How does Station Casinos think about that?
We constantly think about all of our audiences, and millennials is certainly an important discussion. And our company owners are saying, and what's going to happen after millennials? And we need to be thinking about that as well. Absolutely. You know, you got to stay true to your core customers, but every generation that comes up wants something a little different. And so you can see the slot manufacturers really looking at social gaming. Right now, we actually have started with some social gaming over at Red Rock and Green Valley Ranch, and I believe Boulder Station's getting it. And it's a great social experiment where, you know, you come together socially and enjoy the gaming experience together. And you know what? You got to keep trying, and you got to keep going after what's important to that audience. You know, it's incredible. In my 21 years being in town, just the evolution in Las Vegas of, you know, first it was when I came to town, shopping, and then golf, and then the spa experience, and then nightlife, and then day life, and, you know, and now we're getting into this entertainment space that is arenas and stadiums and all of that. And I think that's the beauty in Nevada, is that constantly looking at what's next.
Let's take a break. More with Lori Nelson when we come back.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lori Nelson. She is the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Station Casinos. So let's talk about a project that was talked about way back when, but has not been talked about in quite a long time, which is the Wild West Viva project. It was originally conceived as 100 acres, three casino hotels, condos, an arena project with about a $10 billion cost. Is that still even a discussion topic in the boardroom?
We are more focused on the redevelopments of Palace and Palms. Wild Wild West exists. The acreage is back there. But the world really changed pre-2008, 2009. And so you just can't look at those projects in that scale and scope the same way. And especially now that you have the Palms and Palace Station kind of in close proximity to that. You know, I'd say that's where the focus is going to be at this time. But that's not to say somewhere down the line, you know, we are also a development company that has land holdings for future development. So, you know, you could, you know, keep that acreage still sits there and anything's up for consideration. And certainly the Fertittas, you know, look at everything and try to forecast where they believe the next growth opportunity is going to be. But for now, we're really staying focused on Palace and Palms.
As far as hotel rooms, the average daily room rate has gone up considerably. And, you know, with Phil Ruffin, who is an extremely conservative fellow, in partnership with the president, of course, in the Trump Hotel, looking to build an actual new hotel casino there next door adjacent to the current property. And then you also have Resorts World, initially 3,000 rooms, potentially up to 7,000 rooms. It seems like this is a time now to be building more rooms as the economy is going bonkers. I mean, both Northern and Southern Nevada are just going insane with growth.
It's, you know,
and it's a good thing.
These are all positive indicators. And keep in mind, you know, down here in Southern Nevada, we grow as the Strip grows. So every project that's announced, I think there's $15 billion in the pipeline.
Correct.
Right now. That's really good. And that trickles down to station casinos, creates more jobs, creates more demand, and that's good for everyone. But yeah, we even saw, if you look at our last earnings report, our non-gaming revenue increased, and that was led by increased ADR of about 10%. So if you look at the projects on the horizon and the ability of what the destination can bring in and all the good work by the LVCVA, you know, there's a lot of smart people doing number crunching. And when rooms are in demand, I think those are some smart investments over there.
And this is pure speculation, but I mean, are you hearing rumors of anybody that's willing to take on the Fontainebleau at this point? And especially after seeing what happened with the Cosmopolitan, where once a company with money got in and hired the right people, suddenly the whole property is positive again?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't personally, but, you know, my guess, you know, it's sitting there on the Strip. It's an asset, and, you know, it's certainly far enough along in construction that, you know, it's entirely possible that, you know, someone would want to look at that project.
Okay, we got about 40 seconds here left. So, of course, I'm excited for Station Casinos to move north and join other Southern Nevada properties that have moved north. You've got two sites in Reno.
We do.
Conversation about the site across from the convention center. Any idea of when these projects might be able to move forward?
You know, I wish I could be breaking news today. We are bullish on the Northern Nevada market. You saw that we went through and got all of our approvals on the site by the convention center, and we do have that Mount Rose acreage over there. Boy, I'd love to say it's happening sooner than later, but I don't know because of where the focus is. But I do know that it's actively on our short list, and, you know, I can't wait because I love coming up north and spending time with everyone up there.
And, you know, all your competitors think that there's a lot of room for more rooms in Northern Nevada.
Absolutely.
And that's where we have to leave it. Laurie Nelson, always a pleasure. Please come back sooner.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
I'm Brad Seidner, and we're keeping the legacy alive here at the Reno Rodeo. Come be a part of the legacy.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
You can download podcasts of Nevada Newsmakers free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.